Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sandspans Radio. One more job and I'm out of the game for good.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Have you been asked to run a 5th Ed Dungeons & Dragons adventure out of the blue by your good friends Zamet and Jackson and found yourself with very little prep time and two restless, angry boys? No? Only me? Well, if you're ever afraid that Zamet and or Jackson might break into your home uninvited at night and demand D&D, there is limitless-adventures.com. You'll find enough locations, encounters, and side quests to cut your prep time in half. Limitless Dash Adventures is currently doing their third print Kickstarter, 100 Limitless Monsters, which includes tactics, lore, and everything else a DM held hostage by his friends needs. To find out more, head to limitless-adventures.com/monsters. So once again, if you're under the pump or just need a bit of inspiration, head to limitless-adventures.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previous life.
No, I mean it is the accent of the common man.
Oh, right. Then. What's the,
you know, among the elite of Blue Beach, they sound something more like this.
Do they get us accurately?
Are they flattering?
I can see that I've got...
Naughty highs or lows?
Highs!
Yes, it's a perfect likeness of you. An audience with the Queen would be quite a feat. Mm. I imagine she's extra busy now, more so than ever. I have heard whispers that there is a delegation from Kandor, members of the Kandor High Court, and members of the Kandor military even. Perhaps we could speak with them. It might be easier to get an audience. He's sitting at a table with a couple other people, all wearing similar uniforms, and a couple other people wearing high fashion of Kandor, possibly diplomats. This is more than just an assassination attempt. This is an attack on Kandor itself.
Sorry,
this
what?
Right here, he points to a place on the little battle map. He says, that's the tavern. Here, this is where we keep our guard. These people need to attack us as well.
I say we just wait.
We just wait.
Yes,
I suppose it's the best move we have.
Wait, ready to see what's coming next.
You're waiting on the beach, and after a little while, you notice a figure walking towards you.
Can we make out who it is?
When she gets a little bit closer, you can. Yes, it looks like the Queen Mother herself.
Oh my gosh.
It's the Queen.
I'll immediately...
I'll be getting down onto my knee.
Get down
knee
on my knee as she approaches.
Genreflect, yes. As it is.
She's not wearing anything fancy. It looks like perhaps to walk among the peasant folk, she's dressed a little not as nicely. She's wearing just plain, simple clothes of pastel colors. But her appearance, demeanor, and even just to a lesser extent, her hair, it's impossible to not know who it is. She's not doing a great job of hiding herself. As she strolls the beach, she seems a little shocked to see you, all of you, but she... Highs or lows?
Let's go with some highs.
Yeah.
Highs? She doesn't say anything as she approaches. She looks... Well, she doesn't recognize any of you, surely, so she doesn't say anything.
Is she close enough to be within earshot?
Yeah, she's within earshot at this point. Okay. She looks like she just intends to walk straight past.
We'll wait till she's the closest, though, she doesn't run off, you know what I mean? So we can accidentally...
Yeah.
So we don't have to, like, you know, have a conversation at yell, basically.
Yeah. Wait till she's, like, almost, you know, like, several meters away from us.
She nods as she comes up to you.
I'd, like, get up from our bow.
Excuse me, Queen. What was her last name? Queen...
Delacour.
Queen Delacour. So we've got some... Hi, I'm... Quickly introduce ourselves. We've come here with a grave message for you.
potentially troubling news.
What? She looks very suspiciously at each of you.
Oh, like, you know, put my hands up. Like, don't worry, yeah, we're not here to any, you know, we're not here for any kind of, you know, like wrongdoing on yourself.
Take the note and the map out. Be like, we discovered these on the body of a poor fellow who was killed just outside of a tavern we were in. And, well, we feared perhaps an attack on your life, and we've travelled a great distance to come to you to warn you. And
she takes a step backwards.
Allay any attack. Please take them. I'll put them on the sand in between us and take several steps back.
She considers you very slowly, each of you. Roberta de Hood is still bowed in a genuflection in front of the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Turner and Commander Tink standing up the back. Both of them have got, you know, like eyes out looking for trouble.
Have we walked into a trap? I said that like the queen had. Well, she might have. A stab.
Get her.
No, I'm the queen.
Flatly's old webs time to shine.
Noddy and old man.
Yeah.
You see it, but it's too late.
No.
The sand behind the queen is disturbed as something invisible runs up behind her very quickly.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
It reveals itself at the last moment just as it strikes. A dog.
Oh, big dog.
Ah, big dog. Hooray. It's just a dog, ladies
dog with
and gentlemen.
Horse's saddle. Big dog. St. Bernard. Big dog.
It leaps at her from behind. She screams it tears into her.
Still a problem. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, God. It's not just a... Oh, no.
Big dog.
Big dog.
At the same time, lizard folk begin to march out of the water.
What?
Four of them. Plus what another one fuck? Wearing that weird headdress.
What?
And at the same time, you hear Commander Tink scream out from behind you, "Assassins!" You look behind you and you see robed men with weapons approaching from behind, also apparently invisible.
What is...
They were once invisible, but now they are no longer.
Going on?
This is not
kill the
good.
Dog first. Kill the dog first.
I thought it was like, oh, it's, you know, it's a dog that attacks. Oh, not really. It's just a dog that jumps on and so it's all friendly. Gives you a bit of a lick on the face. Got
no.
You good. No, no, it ripped her face off.
So, okay, let's try and figure out what happened. Assassins, lizard people, and a dog.
Just the gang's all here. Adam,
yeah.
If I were to insult a dog, would it work? Do dogs understand? If you're like, who's a bad boy? Who's the worst boy?
Yeah, I think it affects dogs.
Okay.
That's great.
That's good to know.
You can insult a dog.
Just in case I ever need it in the future, maybe.
Yeah, potentially. Just asking for a friend.
Jack, paper, scissors, rock me.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock.
Adam did not choose his usual rock first.
No, but I think Adam may have still won.
No,
you won.
Scissors
beats
paper. I won, but look at how smug he is. No way I've won one. I won, but did I win? No.
I don't. Now I don't.
I doubt it. Pretty highly.
I don't know if any of us have won here.
I think the real winners will be the listeners at home.
The dog mauls the queen.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, dog. Calm down.
Whose dog is it?
The lizard people? The assassins? Stand up. Whose dog is this?
What the fuck, you guys?
What the fuck is this?
The queen screams as a bite, or the dog sinks its teeth deep into her shoulder. She takes 2 points of damage.
Shit.
She's
shit,
tough,
shit,
though. She is shit. Tough.
Oh, she's well, tough. We don't, she, well, we don't become queen for a reason.
You don't become queen for a reason.
She's one of them weak queens. Maybe she's got one of the illnesses, you know?
Oh, wait, no. She inbred? Adam, how inbred she is?
Pretty inbred.
Ah!
If she were any more inbred, she'd be a sandwich.
Sandwich isn't inbred. It's made of bread. The meat's in the bread.
Sausage. She'd be a sausage. She'd be a hot dog.
That's what we call enhancing a joke, Adam.
Adam has to take a quick break to cry.
She'd be a silly sausage.
I'm gonna eat
in
shit
bread.
Now.
The two assassins charge the commander and the diplomat. As they attack, Commander Tink grabs one of their robes and yanks at it. The robe tears away to reveal the uniform of a royal guard.
Knew it.
Knew it.
Fucking knew it. Unless
The Royal Guard are there in case someone attacks the Queen. And that's what they believe has just happened.
Potentially, yes.
In the back of my head, I have it that Adam's just going to screw us and we're just like...
Or like a lizard... Why lizard folk?
I don't know.
Whose dog is it?
One of their swords slices deep into Commander Tink's chest. He's wearing just the ceremonial uniform, not a, like a, you know, not armor or anything like that. So it cuts straight through any cloth he has on his belly and exposes part of his stomach.
Careful, they might have poison.
No. Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh,
poison again.
I forgot about that.
I forgot.
He doubles over in pain. But the diplomat, Turner, backs up, casts a quick spell of defense, and the other assassin's sword bounces off.
Okay.
Then the lizard folk.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, we're fucked.
What are they doing? Are they in the sea?
Oh,
man.
They came out of the sea.
Well, I'm glad we didn't hide in the sea. Yeah. Imagine going to hide in the sea and just being drowned by lizard people who just pounce on top of you immediately.
It feels like a classic Scooby-Doo situation where you're putting stuff in front of the door but the monster's on the other side of it, then the monster helps you with the stuff.
You're one like of hiding the lizard, folk.
Yeah.
What? No, two of the lizard folk. Yes. Charge the queen.
She's already got a dog on her.
The dog backs off as the lizard folk approach. They lift their clubs and just start raining blows upon her.
No, the only raining should be done by the queen.
She takes 12 points of damage. Fuck the monarchists we have in this room.
Not the queen. I love the royals.
For love, for queen.
For love and for queen.
I've become very swept up in this whole queen Noddy. Business. Okay. Okay.
Every time I say that, I can't help
it. No, it's not. It's not a joke anymore. Okay.
Well, not this one.
Noddy's gonna like cycle through appropriate personalities.
Where am I? Really? How close am I to the queen?
Not very far. Like 15 feet. Oh, the other lizard folk have arrived and are menacing you guys.
Okay. I start shouting vicious mockery at the lizard that's hurt the queen the most. Do you want to give a quick description of this lizard, please?
Pass the pitch.
Oh, it's that guy specifically.
He has Sebastian stitched into his into his scales.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'd like to sing a bit of bardic inspiration.
Uh-huh. Who would you like to give that to? You could give it to the queen or one of the NPCs.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to the queen.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Okay. Oh, singing in Scottish.
Unfortunately, you can't give it to a corpse. Gotcha.
Oh, no. You're a gotcha jockey. My queen. How have you been? I know it's not good. Let me help you. I should. My queen. Oh, how have you been? I fix you up good. Now fight this dude.
Oh, here.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Some good shit right there.
And then I shout at the most menacing looking lizard folk. And I say, Oi, fool hawk. Stop hawking your wares around me, queen, with your clubs.
Full hawk?
Faux hawk. That's not fair. That's hilarious. That you just couldn't understand my accent.
Ah, regular damage. Pass me the thing back.
So hurtful.
Adam. That's not fair, Adam.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Adam.
Adam.
Axiom Verge.
Again.
I'm sure.
What other spells has he got anyway?
Dissonant whispers, charm person, mending sleep in hideous laughter.
You deal a single point of damage to the lizard folk.
Oh, the dismay on Cass's face is palpable.
So, look, I didn't do the inspiration on myself because I wasn't confident in my insult. And I'm glad it didn't.
Old man.
I would like to cast Chromatic Orb Poison on the dog.
You gonna kill a fucking dog?
I'll kill a dog.
It's a big dog.
It's a monarch hating dog, and quite frankly, I won't stand for it.
I'm not gonna stand for a dog that hates the queen.
that's just wrong. Somebody raised that dog to hate the royals, and that's just not it. That's just
and
not
now
ticket.
The dog should pay for its and parents' mistake.
Quite frankly, I mean, that dog should not be worth living. Look, just that's put it out of its misery.
I think it's...
Clobber him.
Any dog
I'd say clobber that pooch.
You deal 14 points of damage to the dog.
Got him.
The ball of poison slams into the dog. The dog yelps in pain and begins bleeding from every orifice. The dog staggers a little bit, starts coughing, and it coughs up blood, more blood, more blood, and then just chunks. The dog collapses, slides down onto its belly, just coughing up chunks.
Got him.
Got that monarch hating dog.
I've got him. Don't attack the
we'll
queen.
We'll call him Chunks.
Petra, there's lizard folk bearing down on you. There's the lizard folk attacking the queen.
I'm going to get the ones that are attacking the queen.
All right, cool.
I'm going to spend a key point and smack two on one, and then the last one the other. Smack, smack, smack.
Smack, smack.
The ones attacking the queen.
Yes.
God, I
don't you dare touch
spells.
My queen. She's a good queen.
She's great. Love the queen.
You leap into the fray trying to defend the queen. You kick over the queen into the chest of the one directly on the other side of her, dealing it 7 points of damage.
I always imagine you in ballet flats. Oh, yes. Like, not like actual ballet flats, but like that style shoe, yes. You know, like the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
But your the rest strange. Of your blows...
Can I use my point of inspiration or whatever on this?
Sure.
Sick.
All right. So your next blow cops the same one in the chin. You deal a further 8 points of damage to it.
Super good.
Copped him in the chin.
Dislocating his jaw, which now hangs loosely on his head. But when you whip back around to attack the second lizard folk, he brings up his turtle shield and your hand slams into it.
Mm. Adam, give me 2d20. I haven't rolled my portent. I haven't rolled my portent for days. I always forget I have it. 14 and 11. Garbage. All right, cheers.
Now, hold on.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Fine. Hero 1, 3 times. Oh, no.
True.
Hokely
dokely. Keep a secret.
Shoo. That was Petra. Then the dog dies.
There it is.
That's the one, it's
so
one dead dog.
Chunks. Don't attack the queen.
One of the lizard folk continues its assault on the queen.
Oh, I thought you did. Continuing
to rain down blows. The queen takes 8 points of damage.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Queenie.
Oh, fuck. This is not good, guys.
The other lizard folk turns to you. It tries to bite you, Petra. And then it tries to swing its club at you. But when it bites, you go under its blow. And when it swings its club, you hug its chest so that you're within its like range of... So that you're too close to effectively hit. The club wraps around the two of you, but harmlessly clatters at its side.
Good.
Then two lizard folk attack Roberta.
Come on, Roberta.
One of them, the first blow is low, but Roberta deftly backs away. The second blow is high, and Roberta, drawing her rapier, simply knocks the blow aside with a laugh.
Good on you.
Fuck, she's good.
She's so confident.
She's
That's
so
like
tough.
What I find most attractive about her is just her confidence.
Oh, absolutely. She's not taking any shit, and I really appreciate that.
The second lizard folk attacking your group also charges in, but Roberta sticks out a leg and it trips over, landing in the sand heavily.
Fuck, what a hero.
Sand and rocks.
What a hero.
What a hero. What an actual legitimate hero.
What the gal.
Wondering if we can use these geysers to our advantage.
The lizard folk shaman reaches out with two of its scaly arms and fireballs are conjured forth.
Ah, fucking hell.
Do that laughter again in that lizard folk.
Get him the assassins like attack the commander wolf. And the diplomat.
Yes.
One of them scores another blow on Commander Roland Tink.
Oh, no.
It's a deep blow, doing double damage, some might say. Commander Tink's throat gets cut out with the sword.
Well,
Commander Tink
good.
Brings a hand up to his throat. Blood is streaming in between his fingers and he starts...
Oh, fucking hell.
Pardon?
What?
What are you saying?
From back where the queen was walking, You hear shouts, and you can see suddenly they were perhaps camouflaged with their natural blue uniforms tend to camouflage them in against the water and the sand. But you can see some more royal guards coming. These ones look shocked and have their weapons drawn.
Oh, okay. Shocked is good.
This is good.
But it's going to take them a little while to get here.
So presumably that's the
good royal guard.
Not the conspiracy of blue.
With one hand, Commander Roland Tink fights back. He stabs his assailant in the belly, right up to the hilt, starts working it around. He tries to say something. You're not sure to who or about what. All that happens is he opens his mouth and blood trickles out.
Oh, God.
Then the diplomat throws a ball of acid at his assailant.
At his diplomat. They're just flinging acid. It's been an acid-heavy fight. That's good.
The ball of acid strikes his assailant in the face. He reaches up, starts screaming, and when his hands come away, you can see his skull, eyes, and skeletal tissue are all melting. His skull, eyes, and muscle tissue are all melting. His assassin collapses dead.
Hey, that's two down.
That's one.
Dog and man down.
The one that he threw a ball of acid at, Turner points at his chest and yells, Lord Fluwa!
Huh?
Oh.
The Lord.
You all look around, and sure enough, Lord Fluwa's sigil is on that assailant's chest. It's hard to tell because his face and potentially dental records have been burnt away by acid.
Yeah.
So was it Lord Fluwa or just someone that was working for Lord Fluwa?
Potentially both. Either.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. Potentially both.
Potentially both. This is his final words. I'm self-employed.
Is a lord not self-employed?
I guess technically. I
wonder what the queen puts on her like tax invoice.
Queen, I think.
She probably doesn't pay tax that fucking. Then it is. Oh, sorry. There's a lot of NPCs running around.
Yeah.
Then it is. Finally, Roberta's turn.
Oh, good. I'm waiting for Roberta to do some sick arrow shit.
She's got a rapier out. She begins casually fighting the lizard folk in front of her, scoring a dozen different small hits without breaking a sweat.
What a champ she is.
So cool.
She's got her lizard folk easily. Actually, you know what? As part of her fight, she grabs the other lizard folk that was charging at your group, throws him backwards so that she can fight both of them at the same time. She's fighting them back towards the sea.
Cool. And maybe if we get them back in the sea.
They'll just go. Noddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to use hideous laughter at the shaman.
Shaman?
All right. I like that face. Oh, you still got this bright. You got two more erotic inspirations.
I hate the laugh.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
I hate the laugh so much.
The fireballs disappear and the shaman crumples forward laughing.
Terrible. Just not a fan.
You can give another inspiration if you want. You only get three a day, though.
Did it help the queen?
Oh, right, the queen.
Did it help her?
She gets up.
Hey, that's something.
She doesn't do it. She's just backing away from the fight for now.
Did it help?
That's her turn. It hasn't helped her yet. She hasn't used it yet.
Oh, okay.
She can wait to use it. Do you want to give another inspiration or move?
And defense,
who's maybe I'll give one to Roberta because she's doing really well with what she's got, and I'd like to see that improve.
That's true.
Roberta, she'll hurt you. Go, Roberta, she'll hurt you. Murder, don't murder, Roberta.
If it's all right with you guys, I'm just going to sprinkle the NPCs in among you guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, that was my song.
That was good.
She's inspired now.
It's more of a chant.
You gave it to Roberta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
You might have noticed from the song.
You don't
song.
Think she needs the help, though?
Still, it's good
but
to that, give it.
But that'll help her.
It will help her, yeah.
Kill harder?
I mean, yeah, she'll do better. She's doing pretty well already. Like, you can give it to her, and then maybe she finishes her fight faster.
Yeah.
Turns back on you guys. Yeah, all right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess no one's doing poorly, though.
Mm.
Yeah. Except the queen, but you gave the queen some shit. speaking of the queen, let's make it her turn now.
All right.
Let's sprinkle some NPCs so it's not like a big line of NPCs.
Yeah, cool.
All right. The queen, from nowhere, pulls a short bow.
capable lass. Mm. That's why I love her.
That's why we elected
she's our
her.
Queen.
Yeah, she knows how to handle herself in a fight.
She fires two arrows. The second arrow looks like it's about to miss, and then it does. No. The second arrow is almost about to miss when at the last second it instead impacts one of the lizard folk in its thigh.
Yeah.
She deals 13 points of damage to one of the lizard folk. I'll say the one that you hurt with your bad words.
Yeah. I did hurt him.
That lizard folk is now in a lot of pain. From words and arrows. One in the neck, and one in the thigh.
Will break your bones, and words will also hurt you.
Old man?
I would like to chromatic orb at the shaman, and I'll make it ice.
If you attack him, he gets an extra roll to resist.
Oh. In that case, I'll hit the other assassin then.
All right. What damage did you want?
Ice? Have I got a cold one?
Sorry?
Cold? Do I have a cold one?
Yeah, you can do cold.
Yeah, cool. Cold. Freeze him. Freeze him in place.
You deal 19 points of damage to him.
Ooh.
Yeah, you strike him in the belly with your ball of cold. He doubles over, turns his chest turns nearly ice solid, and then Roland swings in with his sword, shattering the assassin.
Take that, you dirty bitch.
So that was Roland's turn.
Cool.
He shattered the second assassin. Then Turner turns around. And he fires magic missiles at the shaman.
Dang.
Not knowing the effects of your spell.
Now look fair.
He deals 8 points of damage to the shaman.
Does the shaman wake up? I mean, stop laughing?
Or just finds like being hit.
The shaman thinks that's pretty hilarious.
That's all a good laugh.
Look at my bird corpse.
And then Turner charges to be closer to you guys and more involved in the fight.
Champion.
Petra.
Right, so how many lizard folk are left?
There's the two that are slowly being fought into the sea. Mm-hmm. There's the shaman. And then there's one more standing near you.
All right, then. And the assassins?
The assassins are both dead.
So, all right, someone's going to do a normal attack. So just two attacks on that lizard folk near me.
Punch his bloody scaly chest.
Your second blow misses, but your first blow breaks his legs out, doing 8 points. Oh, he's dead. You break his leg clean off. He collapses forward.
I then punch the air. Oh, never mind. And I can't, punch anything near me?
No.
All right, then. Can I
Unless
go?
Unless you wanted to go after the queen, you could get to her in this
Ooh.
Time.
Yeah.
Can I go after the queen and try and get near her so I'm, protecting her?
Yeah, you can.
I'll do that.
As you approach her, she backs away a little bit, or tries to.
I'm not going to,
scared
like,
of you.
Oh, I'm not, not running at her, but, backing towards her. So, my back's almost towards her, you know what I mean? Don't worry, we've got this. You be safe.
She still seems a bit frightened of you, though.
Saving her life, and she's still frightened. What? Ugh.
There's a lot of fighting going on. That's fair.
I think just the royals are like that. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's like for us.
The shaman finishes laughing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Gets off.
Uh-oh. I don't like Adam's like...
What sometimes... seems are dancing in your mind, Adam?
I know. He looks to the heavens and he's like, I know what's coming for him.
Are you dickheads in a line? I bet you are. Oh,
wouldn't put it past you dickheads to be in a line. Adam, you kind of decide that.
Yep, you are in a line.
You are in a line. You're all in the same square. And everyone's weak to electricity, let's say.
Got us again.
He's right. We're so weak to electricity.
Damn. It's like my kryptonite, along with fire, ice, poison. Really, all the elements.
He starts chanting.
Pardon?
And, yes.
Oh, no.
And four bears up here.
Lizards and bears are the greatest of fronts.
It says reptiles only, but fuck that. Bears.
Right.
Four bears up here.
They're like the biggest dogs.
Bigger dog.
Such problems with dogs.
The two lizard folk that Roberta is fighting have just no chance. They try to fight back, but her flurry of attacks are just too many, too thick, too fast. The bears
Why are there bears?
Some beach bears. A couple of beach bears.
Just a couple of beach bears.
So, how many of you? Each of you get a bear.
And how, you get a bear.
How
and
close are these
get,
bears? Yes.
They're next to you now.
Oh, man.
It was
bears
summer.
Move pretty fast, probably.
Oh. Are they brother bears?
Fast enough. Oh, they have a climb speed. Of course bears have a climb speed.
To get up a tree.
Yes. Yeah, each of you get a bear. The lizard kind of summons them next to you guys anyway.
No, that's me.
No, that would make sense from his perspective.
Yeah, the two lizard folk there. Am I missing any enemies? No, I'm not. No. It's just the bears.
Just bears and lizards is basically just what we're up against lizards, at this point. Three lizards, four bears?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, so one of the bears tries to fight Roberta, who screams. No, wait. One of the bears goes after the queen.
That's right. I'm there.
There's a bear in there. It tries to bite at the queen, but the queen darts closer towards you, Petra. And then it slashes at the queen, and the queen screams.
Hang on.
As it's...
You should get 11. It was an 11.
And the queen screams as the bear's paw tears through her skirt.
Wait, I'm seeing.
The queen... She still got hit. Yeah, no, that's my bad. Yes, in my vision, the same exact thing happened.
The queen takes 11 points of damage.
Jesus.
And goes down.
We can't let the queen die.
Oh, no.
Dan, a bear attacks Petra.
Got two bears on me.
No, you got one bear. One bear on the queen, one bear on you.
Yeah.
I guess now you have two bears on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sick.
You take no damage because as the bear tries to come down on you, you just tuck and roll out of the way. The bear slams onto nothing but stone. Mm-hmm. A bear attacks Noddy.
Oh, no.
When the bear bites Noddy, you grab underneath its chin like you were going to scratch there and then push upwards.
Gotcha, idiot.
You're holding the bear up. But then one of its paws just, bang, hits you in the side.
Oh, Nick.
It's so much just physical raw strength, and then the claws cut into you.
Oh.
You take 10 points of damage.
Oof.
Oof.
Well, what's your max HP?
20.
Okay, half down.
And the final bear attacks you, old man.
It got a foot. Wait, what did it... Is it a success?
So, the bear bites you.
You got a 14?
It got a 20.
Oh, well, never mind about my portent. Forget it.
Use it. Otherwise, it's a critical.
Okay, yeah. Okay, got a 14.
So, last thing you see...
Oh.
Is the bear open more?
Oh.
Nah, I might not kill it. Yeah, I probably won't kill you.
Well, that's nice to know, Adam.
It deals... It only deals 3 points of damage to you.
Ah, good.
When it bites you around the head.
Get off it, you dirty bastard.
Whereas otherwise, it might have done 11 points of damage.
Okay, well, there it was good to use my portent.
Yeah.
I don't remember this bear killing me. It just very grievously injured my collarbone.
But yeah, the bear launches at you, wraps its maw around your head and tries to squeeze. But you're like, wait a minute, I don't remember it going down like this.
That ain't right.
The bear's like, oh.
Oh, no, good point.
Yeah, you're all right.
Royal Guard in the distance are still on their way in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, look, the cavalry's on its way. Unless they're here to kill us, in which case, uh-oh.
Yes.
It is. Noddy.
Zoinks.
Okay, I use my dissonant whispers on the bear.
Such a shit bear. Oh, my God, look at you. You're so shit.
Oh my God, you're just a big dog.
While the bear does not understand what you are saying, the bear does not like what you are saying. Maybe somewhere in the back of its brain, it knows that it's being insulted.
This is a scary one, though, isn't it?
This is dissonant whispers.
The bear takes 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And putting its paws over its ears, tries to get away from you.
Get out of here, dickhead.
The bear attempts to flee.
Oh,
cute.
Oh, two legs? Cutest bear.
Into the sea.
As is leaving, you're cuter than a big dog.
It's the queen's turn. One fails.
Oh, fuck me, Dad.
Old man?
Lighting a torch.
Yeah.
Is that an action?
Yes.
I'm wondering if I can light my torch and jam it into the bear and set the bear on fire.
No. Not this turn. You can light a torch.
I'll just use shock and grasp on the bear.
You put a hand to the paw's giant torso, sending jolts of electricity into it. The bear howls as you do 8 points of damage.
And then, like, does that make some distance between me and the bear, or is it still like, does it still have its mouth around my head? I guess is my question.
No, it lets go of you roar.
Cool, cool.
Then the diplomat fires some more magic missiles at the, what's his face? The shaman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fuck. If we take out the shaman, we get rid of the bears, probably. Maybe. I don't know how it works.
He deals 10 points of damage to the shaman. The shaman cries out in further anguish of being hit by magic missiles. It starts just like peppering him. Like a machine gun, if you will.
I will.
Okay. I can imagine that.
I do pepper on my dinner.
And then Commander Tink barrels in to help old ma'am with her bear.
I'm amazed Commander Tink is still alive with basically no throat. What a champion.
Commander Tink slashes downwards, cutting off the bear's testicles, sure. And then he jams his sword into the bear's belly.
Oh, Jesus.
Dealing 21 points of damage to the bear. Oh, killing it.
Oh, good.
The bear falls backwards and then disappears.
Oh, that's disconcerting. Where'd that bear go? Where'd he come from?
Cotton Eye Joe. Petra?
Right. If I used Step of the Wind, could I grab the queen and run away from the bears and into the royal guard?
No.
Damn.
That's a shame.
That's rude.
Wait, as using Step of the Wind, have you not used all of your key points?
I've got one more key point left.
Yeah, I think using, because it uses a bonus action. Yeah, I think using Step of the Wind allows you to do that.
Awesome.
Shit, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my key point, Step of the Wind, grab Queen, and just run towards the guards.
All right.
Putting a lot of distance between us and bears.
You will take attacks of op as you pick up the Queen. That's
fine. Yeah, look, you're doing it for the royal. For love and for Queen.
Both the bears try to converge on you.
Shit.
But you hoist the Queen onto your shoulders.
Whoop.
And out of there so quickly that the bears comedically just kiss.
Does it awaken something in the bears?
No.
The bears just fuck on the beach. The shaman furiously.
With the queen hoisted over your shoulders, you start charging towards where those royal guards are.
Yes.
Awesome.
Dan, it is enemy's turn. Bears charge behind you.
Shit.
Being chased by bears down a beach. Did anybody else?
More pure?
One of the bears successfully nips at your heels.
Oh, fuck me.
As in, it tears your heel off. You take 5 points of
damage.
No, thank you.
I had to actually grab my heel because...
Just to make sure.
I'm like, it's not been taken by a bear, has it?
Who's still fighting a bear? Oh, the bear that you made flee, Petra, turns back, is like, wait a minute, and charges back at you.
Oh, no.
It fails to bite you.
Yeah,
when it tries to lock its maw around you, you grab either side of its maw and just hold it open around your head.
Whoa!
The shaman conjures balls of fire to his hand, then hurls them at the diplomat.
Damn.
Missing.
Oh. Good.
The fireball explodes at Turner's feet. He gives and jumps backwards.
Good.
Roberta, finished with the last of the lizard folk, she's cut them to ribbons, spins around and draws a longbow on the
remaining bears. Shaman. Oh, on the shaman. That's right, take out the shaman. Forget the bears.
She fires two arrows in quick succession. One of them explodes outwards from the shaman's chest. The other one explodes outwards from the back of the shaman's head. The shaman is bits scattering onto the beach.
Whew. That's good. And the bears?
The bears disappear.
Well, that's even better.
That's great.
Is that everyone?
Yep, that's everyone.
That's fantastic. I'm going to try and stabilize the queen.
All right, the queen. One more failed.
Shit.
All right, if you don't get it this turn, that might be it.
Oh, God.
You don't get it this turn?
Oh, no.
Do you guys want to roll?
Let's all roll for the queen.
Yep.
So, do you know what you need, Jack?
Yeah, I need
at least a 10.
At least a 10. I'll, so everybody, quickly... everybody, cup my hand with your hand. Okay.
I'll quickly dash to you to use the queen.
10.
All right, that's a success. Now,
I assume me and Nadia.
Actually, do you just want to roll your heal check?
What's my heal check?
Medicine check. Sorry. So let me just quickly check, Petra. You have a 3 in wisdom, so you need to get at least a 7 on this roll.
15.
All right. So it's hectic for a few brief moments as you're trying to hold the queen's everything in, blood in. You're like looking around for anything to try and stabilize her.
That's crap.
All that's around you is sand. You grab sand and you hope that that's enough. You just start like... pushing
into some of the blood. It absorbs the blood, guys.
The sand gets all mushy and goopy, and that keeps her blood in
good enough
for the royal guard to arrive. One of them puts a hand on her and channels healing energy into her.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank
the queen.
The queen
opens her eyes.
We, me and Noddy will, I assume, run down the beach to the queen.
There's a lot of commotion. You guys are all brought back into town under guard. They're not sure 100% what to do with you guys just yet.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Everything's very chaotic right now. No one's sure what's going on. So you are briefly held in the dungeons. Not locked up, just in a cell while they wait or just figure out what the hell happened.
I think we're just happy for the reprieve, to be honest.
We don't put up any fight. No. We're just like, no, we understand completely. Absolutely. As long as the queen is safe. Is she safe? Is she going to be okay?
That's what we care about.
The queen is alive and well.
Oh, that's good.
She's being tended to currently, but she's in a lot of shock. And everyone's just trying to figure out what's happening.
If you need any questions answered from us, please just, we will
don't hesitate.
Happy to help.
It's just sort of it's real nice to like not be being attacked and not have to be worried about being attacked.
Have a sit in the dungeon.
It's just good to have a bit of a break. We did good.
Have a bit of a kip until they need us again. Yes.
And no more bears chasing us. Yes. Which was very frightening.
That was a terrifying moment on the beach. Give me a lifelong fear of bears, that will. Tell you what.
All 3 years lifelong.
While you were in jail relaxing, in the jail cell across from you is Turner and a healed up Commander Tink.
Oh, yeah, he survived. Old Tinky.
Also in your cell is Roberta, who's being held in chains, unlike you guys. She has alternate crimes against the crown.
We're probably
going to be held.
That's all right. No worry, Roberta. We'll make sure that you did save the queen, so we're going to put a very good word in for you.
We'll do our best to have your slate wiped clean, darling. And if not, we'll bust you out. Don't you worry.
Give her
it was an honor to do this for the queen.
Yes, she's a good woman.
If I must risk my head to make sure that the queen gets to keep hers, then that is a trade very worth it.
Couldn't agree more, darling. Couldn't agree more.
That's great.
A sound echoes from the stairs coming down. Chink, chink, chink. A heavy footfall. Someone wearing armor. Walking into the dungeon is Captain Mercer. He has a hand gently resting on his sword. He walks past your bars or your cell, looking at each of you closely in turn. He's only paying attention to you guys, not to Roberta or the delegates.
Captain Mercer, nice to meet you again.
How are you there, darling?
I can say I have had more pleasurable meetings with other people in separate circumstances. He gestures to the dungeon around you.
Potentially, are you upset that your plan failed?
I have no idea what you are talking about.
All right, then.
I was investigating a plot by a group known as the Conspiracy of Blue.
Yes.
We are unsure as to... He continues to pace as he says this. We are unsure of exactly who is a member. We, thanks to your information, I will let you know, are aware that certainly... Lord Flua is a co-conspirator. His sigil was found on the evidence you collected, on the armor of some of the royal guards who were sent as assassins, and even on the trained attack dog he sent with his people. I thought it was strange when the queen was visiting the lord's manor that his dog went, as you say, apeshit at the sight of the queen. Perhaps he had already trained it to attack.
Yes, one man does not a conspiracy make. Is that not the case, Mr. Mercer?
Perhaps.
I'm an old man, by the way. I don't believe what you actually meant.
No. Yes. I assume you were asleep when I wrongfully accused your compatriots of being part of the conspiracy.
Oh, well.
Right. So just to get things clear, you're not part of the conspiracy.
No, of course not.
Because we thought you were.
That might have been a mistake.
What a misunderstanding between
Is that a lie?
He might be telling a porky.
Right, because okay, then, Captain Mercer. Because, what other evidence have you found?
Unfortunately, the only member of the conspiracy we have managed to figure out, Lord Flua, died in the attempt to capture him. It is impossible to know who else is part of this conspiracy of Blue.
What a bit of a coinky dink, huh?
We.
He act very suspicious, I'll tell you now.
Like, you know.
Wouldn't trust you as far as I could throw you.
I understand. You have been through a lot. You did not know who to trust and when to trust. But please, you are among friends now. You are to be released. He snaps his fingers. Two more members of the Royal Guard come out and unlock you from your cells. All of you, including the delegates.
Right, including...
With the exception of Roberta.
Yes.
Roberta, unfortunately, has other issues.
Will I be granted an audience with the Queen to just see her?
She has healed from her injuries.
Right.
In any case, he snaps again. And this time a servant boy comes out with a tray of drinks. Please, drink up to your health and to the unification of Blue Beach and Kandor. The law was signed into effect earlier today.
Is there a way we can just check that these aren't poisoned?
Yeah, right. After you, Captain Mercer.
He takes a mug and drinks heartily from it. I will leave you in the capable hands of my men and the boy here who will escort you to your rooms. He walks away.
Is there anything I'm racking my brains, think of anything that we've had, kind of a meeting or anything like that we can kind of pin it on him, but I don't know of anything.
I can't think of any way we can implicate him. That's the worst part.
He's a slippery fox.
Can we give a bit of an inspection on what he's wearing or anything like that? Is there anything there that could be a bit of a giveaway?
You don't think so. You think if he is a part of the conspiracy, Captain Mercer has kept himself clean. And unfortunately for him, he failed. The unification happened, and any attempts at the Queen's life will just not be an issue. The Queen is no longer the Queen, in fact. Eventually, later in the day, towards the night, are given an audience with the Queen. It's irrelevant whether or not you drink. They weren't poisoned, by the way. When you're given an audience with the Queen, you also speak with the delegates. All of them arrive, and you all have, a big meeting with the Queen. She's in bed. You can see there's bandages around her waist and some over her shoulders and such like that. She speaks very delicately, very softly. And when you first come in, she welcomes you, thanks you. And then a member of the Royal Guard, a captain, not Captain Mercer, puts around each of your necks the Order of Royal Merit, the highest honor that a member of Blue Beach can receive.
Oh, thank you.
Man, the kids are going to be so impressed with this one.
Thank you so much. You're a darling there. Right.
She speaks with the common accent. You have, each of you, saved your queen. For this, all crimes that you have been associated with are pardoned, though they not need be pardoned, since each of you did not commit any crime.
Well, that is absolutely so.
Loyalty and
much.
Honor are not crimes in this kingdom.
May I humbly request a favor?
The freedom of your associate, Roberta?
Yes, she's also saved your life. Oh, that is good to hear.
The laws of Kandor now associate here, and she is protected under them. She fought against an awful, awful system that we have finally been able to disrupt and destroy.
Yes,
and I only wish we had been able to find the rest of the members of the conspiracy of Blue.
Yes, me too. But before that, is there any way that we can kind of help out Roberta's merry woman, or women, sorry? They were attacked by the sheriff of Normandy.
If you know if they're alive still.
I deputize each of you with all the powers that a queen... A lord of Kandor can.
Oh, thank you.
Goodness. I empower you to dispense justice.
oh, this is so very nice of you, because I have a couple of I know about the conspiracy of Blue. I just have my own suspicions. I know this is going to be hard to prove.
Unfortunately, the conspiracy of Blue is beyond your scope.
I know. I just want to, just for yourself, just giving you a bit of a heads up, love. I would not trust that Captain Mercer.
Yes, that's probably the sentiment of all of us, I'd say.
The Candor delegation, like, all get very awkward. Like, they're, ooh, fashion faux pas. Not fashion faux pas. There's, like, social faux pas. Mm. They were chatting, but they got, like, very quiet, and they're like, very nervous. The Queen doesn't say anything. She looks at you and she says, I understand that you and have some ill will with the Captain. He did accuse you of the crimes, but he has spoken with you personally and assured me that you are to be trusted, and that he regrets any ill will between you.
Well, that's fine. Like, I agree with that. That's fine. I'm just saying, for your own safety, maybe, like, just, you know, keep one eye open kind of thing. Just, you know.
I trust Captain Mercer with my life.
Oh, you poor darling.
That's a terrible shame.
We tried, well, that's all right. We thank you so much from the bottom of our heart.
Thank you.
Please do not call me that anymore. I am but a lord, a lady.
I know you're our lady, but you'll always be my queen.
You'll always be my queen as well.
You're royal to us.
She nods. She's not. You can see, like, in her hair, there's like the imprint of where the crown should be.
That's real good.
She shakes her head and says, "Please, our king now is Linus the Third."
Linus
the Third.
All right.
Well.
I'm surprised you needed to note it down. Anyway, I will post haste have your friend Roberta freed, and I will send you and her along to deal with this dreadful ex-sheriff of Normandy.
We'll head off straight away.
Before you leave, I will give you a writ, a seal from me officially, that should empower you to inform any of his guards or his men that he is a wanted man, and if they are true members of Blue Beach and Candor, they should assist you.
Excellent.
You end the meal in maybe in silence or maybe in merry talk.
Merry chat.
Yes, merry chat.
Doesn't matter either way, because certainly the delegates are having a good time.
And we'll head back. Are the festivities still carrying on?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
They're in full swing.
Let's party.
Maybe just join, like, maybe, like, not a...
Roberta is brought up to you guys eventually, and Roberta joins in with you guys in the festivities.
Yeah, we enjoy the merriment.
Like,
the
you know, we don't, like, go full, like, you know, 10 out of 10, like, having a raucous time, but, like, you know, plus, you know, like a 6 out of 10 time.
Yeah, look,
like,
I dance.
A bit reserved. A bit reserved for us.
I dance to the fiddle. Six. I eat, like, a corn on a stick.
Oh.
Ah, I enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Spend the rest of the night getting out of your teeth.
Will our heroes unseat the unjust Sheriff of Normandy? Will they uncover the terrible conspiracy of Blue? All questions for another day. Thank you for listening to The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.